Okay, I'm going to start over on this very complicated patient. Let's hope it doesn't screw up again. If you have something else on Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Benaske, B-E-N-A-S-K-E, with the birth date 8/14/39, just delete it. I don't want that, and it's all screwed up now. This goes to Dr. U-P-P-A-L, Uppal, and his fax is 989-772-6784, regarding Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Benaske, B like a boy, E-N, like November, A-S-K-E. Date of birth, 8/14/1939. Dear Dr. Uppal, this is a consultation request for Mr. Benaske, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels in the range of 1.4 with estimated GFR 46. And we checked back. That's been going on since 2018, most likely after he had his radical cystoprostatectomy and ileal loop diversion with neoadjuvant chemotherapy, January of 2018 in Ann Arbor. The patient has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. He's actually very alert, very active, and very mobile for an 84-year-old male. His wife is present with him for this consultation. His biggest concern is that he's lost 14 pounds since March of this year. His appetite isn't quite as good as usual, and this needs to be worked up by oncology also to be sure that he's not having a recurrence of his cancer. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. He has a lot of daytime fatigue and a lot of cramping in his muscles, but that is stable. He's had to have statin doses decreased because that seems to bring on some of the cramping. But the current dose that he is taking seems to be helping without causing the severe muscle cramping. He denies current cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He is able to exercise at home, doing some core work, no aerobic exercise, as that does cause increased shortness of breath. He does have recurrent constipation alternating with diarrhea and abdominal pain. Also, the muscle cramping, which can be in his hands, legs, feet. He has known Raynaud's phenomenon also, so he's very cold intolerant. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities also. Past medical history is significant for atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal, coronary artery disease, iron deficiency anemia, a TIA, gastroesophageal reflux disease, constipation alternating with diarrhea, Raynaud's syndrome, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, lymphedema of the lower extremities, recurrent muscle cramps, prostate carcinoma, transitional bladder cell bladder carcinoma, and lymphoma, it's capital M-A-L-T like Tom, lymphoma, with radiation, 2003 and 2004, in remission, and glaucoma and neuropathy of the lower extremities. Surgical history, he had a cardiac catheterization and stent placement in 2021, coronary artery bypass graft with three vessels replaced and aortic valve replaced in 2020. He's had a Watchman device placed after his TIA so he could get off blood thinners. The blood thinners were causing hematuria, which he could see in the ileoconduit collection device. He's had bilateral shoulder replacements, a radical cystoprostatectomy with ileal loop diversion, and neoadjuvant chemotherapy, January of 2018 in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan, right total knee replacement, tonsillectomy, colonoscopy, rigid cystoscopy, bilateral shoulder arthroscopies. Social history, the patient never smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, and he's a retired police officer and retired from the Navy. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, polymyxin B, Zocor, latex, betadine, adhesive, trimethoprim, it's trimethoprim. Remexolone, it's R-I-M like Mary, E-X-O-L-O-N like November, E. Crestor, methylzolamide, M-E-T-H-A-Z-O-L-A, M like Mary, I-D-E. Fluoromethylone, F like Frank, L-U-R-O, M like Mary, E-T-H-O-L-O-N-E. Methazolamide, M like Mary, E-T-H-A-Z-O-L-A, M like Mary, I-D-E. Dorzolamide, D-O-R-Z-O-L-A-M-I-D-E. Erythromycin, apraclonidine, A-P-R-A-C-L-O-N-I-D-I-N-E, and A-C-E-T-O-Z-O-L-A-M-I-D-E. Medications, he's on Zetia, 10 milligram daily, Pravastol, 10 milligram daily, Metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, vitamin D3 daily, vitamin C daily, and vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Physical exam, height 6 foot, weight 160 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure 150/80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. I do hear an aortic murmur, grade 2 over 6. No rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Ileal conduit in place. No enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities. He has 1 plus edema of feet and ankles bilaterally. Decreased capillary refill, about 3 seconds, slightly cool toes. No ulcerations or lesions are noted, and decreased sensation in feet, ankles, and lower legs bilaterally. And labs and diagnostic studies, creatinine levels 617, 24, 1.4, and as previously stated, they stay in that range. Starting in 2018. Prior to that, the creatinine levels were 0.9 to 1.1 and greater than 60. And June 17th of this year, we have a hemoglobin of 11.3, white count 4.1, and platelets 168,000. Ferritin was 94.9. His PSA level, less than 0.2. And calcium 9.4, sodium 137, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 3.9, and liver enzymes are normal. CT scan of abdomen and pelvis without contrast 7.9 of 23. It shows normal-sized kidneys, or small-sized kidneys, actually 8 centimeters bilaterally, no hydronephrosis, no stones, and the ileal loop diversion device intact. And he had an echocardiogram done, transthoracic 2-1 of 24, that showed a abnormally functioning aortic bioprosthetic valve, moderate aortic stenosis, severely dilated left atrium, a moderately elevated pulmonary artery pressure of 51, and moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, present and stable since 2018, and bilaterally small kidneys. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies, renal chemistries, CBCs every 3 months. The first lab, we're going to check a creatinine to protein urine ratio and urinalysis with microscopic, as well as a parathyroid hormone. He should continue all of his routine meds. He'll continue following up with his Carmanos oncologist for the anemia management, also for further evaluation of the 14-pound weight loss since March of this year. And he'll follow up with the Midland cardiologist for ongoing cardiac management. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.